We are back, and I have to tell you that our next guest, whose name is Jeff Long, who hails from a company called Streamlabs, has some very interesting information.
Boy, I will tell you.
Yeah, welcome, Jeff.
Thank you for having me.
I really enjoyed the demonstration that you did at your exhibit yesterday, Jeff. Very knowledgeable. And I'm going to let you, in your own words, paint a picture for our listeners about the value associated with the Streamlabs control valve. I am sold. Great product. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, so the Streamlabs control valve, it's a whole home water monitoring and leak detection system. It features an automatic shutoff feature, but you can control the device a couple of different ways through our free Streamlabs app. And default out of the box, if it detects a leak, it'll automatically shut it off. Or you can remotely control that through the app and turn the valve on and off, really at your discretion.
If you don't want a flooded home,
yep,
this is going to make it really simple. Instead of going out and turning the main water valve off, which really isn't practical for
it's
people
not.
On a daily basis. Look, if you have a vacation home and you go to it once every 3 months, maybe, okay, you're going to shut the valve off. But why bother when you can install a valve like this? It can monitor flow. You say it's in
away mode.
What you do is you say nobody should be using water, and if it detects water, hey, maybe your flapper is leaking at your toilet.
On your toilet valve, yep.
Maybe you've got a burst pipe or something like that. It will shut it off.
Absolutely.
The other thing that you taught me yesterday is that the app will measure not only temperature, water temperature, and temperature inside the space to prevent freezing, which is
it
important.
Will.
Hey, you need to maybe crack a valve and let a little drip or whatever. But the other thing is that it will measure pressure. And I said to you, why is that important? And you said,
well, there's two reasons that monitoring pressure is important. The first is it's going to let you know if you've had a PRV failure in your home. You don't want to get street pressure coming to your fixtures.
PRV being the pressure regulating valve. Well, we know that, you know, pressure affects the dishwasher. It affects the washing machine.
Absolutely.
It can affect the water heater and all of that. So
yeah, and the second reason is we run what we call a pressure decay test. We've named that drip detect. And so what we'll do is on off-peak hours, so at 2 or 3 a.m. when no one's using water, we will run a series of tests, opening and closing the valve, monitoring for pressure decay, and it helps us identify pinhole leaks in your home.
Under the slab, under the house, in the water lateral.
And I should also note that this is really easy to install because Streamlabs is the same company that makes SharkBite.
This is 6 inches long, 4 inches tall, and about 2.5 inches wide.
Weighs about 3.5 pounds.
And all of this conversation about all of these advantages in our home is in this one little box.
One valve. Wi-Fi connectivity.
Wi-Fi connectivity,
yes.
The last leak that I had in my home, which was a breach of plumbing pipe, cost $30,000. Now, I'm hoping that this is going to cost less than a couple of thousand dollars. What can one find this for?
$499 retail.
$499.
Retail, and the app is free.
And you can have your local plumber install it,
or
if you're a serious DIYer and like to get your hands dirty, you can do that as well.
Yeah, and I think I mentioned before, Streamlabs is owned by the same company that manufactures SharkBite.
And SharkBite, for those that don't know, and I can't imagine that there's anyone on the planet that doesn't know, those are push-on fittings.
They're push-to-connect fittings.
Push-to-connect fittings,
And you can use those on copper PEX, CPVC, PERT, HDPE.
Push-to-connect plumbing fittings.
Yes, indeed.
That's right.
Yeah, that, by the way, can be used with copper, can be used with PEX and a variety of plumbing pipes.
Yes, CPVC, PERT, and HDPE as well.
Jeff, where can the Streamlabs control valve be found at retail, and where may our audience consisting of pros and DIYers get more information on the product?
The best place to go for more information is streamlabswater.com. We're going to be releasing retail on Amazon, Lowe's, Home Depot, and then through wholesale distribution as well. So your Ferguson's of the world.
Streamlabswater.com. And the app is free.
It's free, and it's compatible with Apple and Android.
You know, I started to shake when I saw that app. You know how I love apps. There's an app for that. And this thing is, you know, I just wanted to sit there and turn the valve on, turn the valve off. I'm going to play some real tricks on the kids. I'm going to put one of these in just to
shut off the water while the teenagers.
Shut the water off when the kids go.
Yeah.
That's right.
Anyway, Jeff Long, the Streamlabs control valve. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks
on
for
the
having
house.
Me.
All right.
Pleasure.
All right, and time to for a moment to say thank you to the folks sponsoring our remote broadcast from the NARI exhibit. Go to the show notes section of our website at onthehouse.com for a full recap of our show.
Boy, for
plus
sure.
Plus video. You'll get to see my brother on video. That's worth the price of admission all by itself.
On the House with the Carey Brothers is a presentation of On the House Media.